every Christmas Eve, my brother would go to bed at 6:30. He would say goodnight right in the middle of scheme sum. And my mom and I, we'd be looking at him like, oh. And then? The only reason why he's doing it is because he wants Christmas to come sooner. He is 27, my guy. 27.
The combination meal. Inspired by seven colors, there's something for everyone. Nando's. Fire it up.
You're now listening to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
So it was through this song when I first got to know about this man and his talents. And it was, look, since then I've been following his career. And I'm one of the lucky few people whom he has as part of his contact list. So now and then he posts stuff about his recording sessions. And you sort of like get like a front row sit into what he does. He's an absolute genius. It's none other than Afrotraction. This man was born Mzwandile Moya. Right? That's the name, right? So why didn't you go with that name, man?
It sounded gospelly.
So I wanted to create a conversation about the title of the brand I'm pushing.
Okay, Afrotraction is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, we'll be posting some videos so that you have some kind of idea of what we're doing in studio. It's such an ambitious setup. It took us at least over an hour to set it up. But I'm grateful that we're here today. I'm super excited about this man because if you look at his catalog, how many albums are you sitting on now? Five?
Yeah, we just released the fifth one.
Relationships. Yo, the tears in there.
Going hard.
I can imagine the tears up in there. All of this is going to unfold in the form of a performance. Everybody knows we're a live performance show, and that's what the focus is going to be. But obviously, you know, would like to find out what your inspiration was for the new album, Relationships. Where are you approaching relationships from with this album?
It's a personal point of view, because I would like to inspire people the more.
Yeah, you know,
and I think I'm at a point where people can now listen to what I say, Yabo. It's just furthering the journey. I mean, after Love and Respect, it's just a continuation. It's the same subject matter. It's just telling it and going through it in different facets.
Lesser known fact about you. You are self-taught pianist and bassist?
Yeah.
How does that work? How do you become... I've never understood the concept of being self-taught. Like, are you just sitting there and you're like, you know what? Let me just start playing.
It's not entirely self-taught because you listen to music and you grow the talent and the skill.
Yeah.
So it's just, I would say, ear taught.
Okay.
Because everything I learned and everything I kind of know is through listening to different kinds of music, different musicians playing, and you know, I pick elements every now and then.
Yeah,
from every song I must get something out, you know.
Look, that's when how it goes. When I listen to your music, the first thing that comes to mind to me is I would love to see this man in studio because of how multi-layered your music is. It's so complex to the ear when I listen to it, and I imagine it might be the process of creating it and recording it might be equally as complex. Is just let us into your space when you're recording.
Songs are different. Songs come in different ways. Sometimes it takes too long.
Yeah.
Because you're not as creative as the other day. But on a good day, I mean, I would write a song in 2 hours. done with the instruments and everything. And then it would just be a matter of calling in the sessions just to give a different element to the monotony of one person playing everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so I try and break away from the monotony of the song sounding the same because another musician, like a bassist, would approach it in a different way. Because that's how I grow also. I call people in. When they play, I learn a few elements and I'll use it on another song type of thing. So
listen, over and above everything else, I'm a fan, man.
Oh, thank you.
This is... I don't know if this makes the interview easier or difficult because when you're a fan, like I'm... I just marvel. Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know what to say because I will enjoy it as much as I imagine my listeners are going to be able to enjoy it and possibly even view it because we'll try and capture most of what we do here on video. But ladies and gentlemen, without wasting any kind of time, we have incredible musicians in the studio. It would be unfair of me to hog them to myself. I think let's just get into it. I don't know where you want to start this. Do you want to do like the old material or you want to get into the new stuff? It's entirely up to you.
Back and forth. I mean, it's just let the people just enjoy the music.
Okay.
But the first song we're going to do is from the first album.
Okay.
IsiZulu.
Yeah.
Obviously. Because I'm trying to promote culture in terms of language. So I write more in the Nguni languages.
Nice. I love that.
Yes,
I love that. And you started singing your neo soul R&B in Siswati.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Afro Traction, ladies and gentlemen, take it away.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Ungaba Thembi is the name of the song. It goes like this.
Batting in the manga, batting zalanga, we minabe, batting zogushia. We turn the moon to minabe, batting turn the lwam, these are pella, batting is a ham, ngushi. But team, Nigolati, babe. But I don't mean the words I promise you. Na 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 na. Panamanga, baby. Oh no. Yeah, yeah. Bang on and hammer no sister on Friday. Bank chelo good in your chon, I don't understand. Abanda bacha bully when they see us happy. Bafunu bona, mina na wunje always fighting. Batu tando lwam, lizo pela. Batu ngizo hamba, ngigushi. Batu ngizo timba, ngigulare babe. Batu yarambin, the words I promise you. Na 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 da ja ja, Panama baby, whoa whoa da 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 da, Panama baby, yeah yeah, oh da 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 da, I found a good slogan is a baby, oh da da da, break it down. Bang born and hammer no sissy wam on Friday. Bak chelo good in your chon, I don't understand. Abanta bacha bully when they see us happy. Bafunu bona, mina na wunje always fighting. Bantu tando lwami, lizo pela. but in gizo ham, igushi. But in gizo ding, igula le bay. But yadum bin, the words I promise you. See, I heard she sang a good song. I heard she had a style. And so I came to see her and listen for a while. And there she was, this young thing, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her word, killing me softly with her song. Say na 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 oh oh na na.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
So I'm listening to the first song you performed, and I realize you're exploring themes of a relationship that's obviously struggling because other people are prying into the relationship.
Yes, sir.
So that's what you're exploring with this song.
But this song is just because you can't stop people
from talking,
getting into things that
are you drawing from personal experience with these songs?
Not really. I mean, it's just, I have a lot of friends that
yeah,
are in relationships and, you know, they mess up around me and I turn that into a song. They say something, I turn that into a song. So
this man is not exactly a good friend. So if I was out with you and I was cheating, my wife would find out about it through a song.
But I wouldn't say, only you is doing this.
Nice one. Listen, let's continue, man. Let's continue. I'm enjoying this. I'm loving it.
The next song is from the second album. Mm-hmm. It got me popular.
Oh, is this the song that made you?
With the ladies. Because I was kuzaring ukuthi angeke umthole umuntu ofana nalo.
Nice.
So ngeke kulunge is the name of the song.
Yeah.
And it goes a little something like this. Enjoy. Sing along if you can.
You're now listening to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
For the lovers out there. Mm.
Na, 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 na. So do 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 do. Ain't a bun to buy upon a good unsub corn. Pell I got born a gun of good, then don't think I should heck, darling. Oh, my echo, got born a gun of good. I'm missing you, darling. I don't have a good and don't even your they bite and they show gun jar. Oh, ngegegulung, oh na na na, ngegegegusengung, ngegegulung epe pile pantle kwa, ngegegegegulung, ngegegulung epe pile pantle kwa, sundu oh oh oh, ngegegulung epe pile pantle kwa konga. Minang yalimbal, umangona bunch, Bahama 2x2. Minang hambanget,
Uncle Siam.
Uvele bona galugut, Bendota was of shell. Hey, darling. Oh, my echo when I got born, I got no good. I'm missing you, darling. I'm a good and daughter, even daughter. Then find Felix Hogan John. Zana, da, da, oh. Nigga, clung a pay. Is a million at leg, baby. Get on the pay. Get on the pay. Egging corner paper. Pella got born a girl of good, and don't you got to let go. Hey, baby. Oh, my egg got born a girl of good. I'm missing you. Darling, I'm not good, and don't you pay your time. If I feel this show gone, John, everybody sing with me. Gagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag For as long as you're willing, girl, want you to know that I'm willing to. If you're hoping to spend the night with me, I'll be glad to keep you over, baby, 'cause I want more and more. And after that, more and more. I want more and more. And after that, more, more. Give me that thing, baby, more and more. More and more, yeah. More and more. Oh, more, more. Piano, give it up for Ziggy.
Do you ever get nervous?
Say what?
Do you ever get nervous before a performance or when you're on stage?
Yes. not any longer.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten used to the,
yeah, to
the craze and the big audiences out there.
What's the best audience you've performed for?
Honestly, it wasn't a big crowd.
Yeah.
It was a small crowd, but it was at Oprah Winfrey's Christmas birthday party.
Wow.
Christmas birthday party. What am I saying? It was a Christmas party where she brought along her friends to Sun City. So you can imagine what kind of friends those were. I remember.
Wow.
There was Beyonce passing, going the other way. When, you know, how nervous can you ever be?
So, but how did they feel about the music itself?
I think we've gotten to a point where in the world our music is appreciated more.
Yeah.
I mean,
100%.
Not just here in South Africa, but across Africa. And I think we've learned a lot from them.
Yeah.
I think now they are zooming into learning more about our music and how we create.
And that's why I appreciate what you do, because you do it in Venek. And I think it's very important. I think we can't stress this enough. let's continue. Look, it's okay for other artists to do other languages, but I think, you know, what we export is important, that it comes in its purest form. And I think, I thank God for people like you. How do you stay sane? I imagine music is tough, boss. The industry is tough. As a creative, you deal with all kinds of problems. And you're, I imagine most creatives are highly emotional. Are you an emotional person?
No, not really. I'm just a person that appreciates life for what it is. I mean, I believe people make mistakes, and let me make mistakes too and not be crucified type of thing. Yeah. So I take life as it comes, and how I keep saying is, you know, I believe we learn from mistakes. But trust me, it's easier to learn from other people's mistakes than from your own, because then you can just see the outcome. With that, I've become like this. So you kind of just change course and go the other way. That's how basically how I try and surround myself with sane people too.
And then how do you stay sharp? Is there any artist you listen to? Is there any specific genre of music that you listen to?
I listen to all sorts of music because I'm a producer. I work with different people. So I don't really go out there to get music in. People come to me. So there's always a person or someone I can learn from that would book me for a session in studio, and then us mingling and, you know, bouncing ideas back and forth keeps me sharp for the next session. Maybe if that whatever I learned from that would benefit me 2 years later, I would still keep it in. I try and keep myself around people that I grow from.
Yeah,
because they say you are what you behold. So 100%. What's in front of you is nothing. Then you become nothing. So
100%. Now, is there any artist no longer alive? It doesn't matter where the artist came from, that you wish could come back and you would work with. And tell me the name of the artist.
May his soul rest in peace, Jabu Kanyile.
Mm-hmm. Why him?
Mainly because I think I take a lot musically after him. Because, I think if he was still alive, we would do the same kind of events, the same kind
of gigs. Do you think he's celebrated enough?
I don't think so. yeah, I don't think so. I think we could, you know,
we could do more.
If there could be a way of us having maybe a month of just celebrating the music that won't be recreated again.
You yeah, know?
So
yeah.
Jump into that for a month, so also our youngins can get into that same vibe.
Yeah.
We are very talented, South Africa. We are very talented, and we can learn a lot from where we come from.
100%. So. Afro Traction is still hanging out with us in studio. What are you performing for us next?
Next is the first song that ever played on radio. The title is Ngimtholile, meaning I have found the one.
And I know you have found the one.
I know.
Because I have met the one. All right, cool. Let's go.
It goes like this.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Africa Experience. The number one African music vault.
Enjoy. Na, 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 na. Oh, na 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 na. Oh, my heart, ngimthanda yo, ngimtholile. Umuntu wami, ngimtholile. Sithando sami, ngimtholile. Sweetie lami, ngimtholile. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Woo!
민혁이 한 빌라 그 집은 baby 백궁에 구문댕 섬탄다 꽃이 저거게 망토로 왜나 사치기 신도 I'm totally low on being my own kind of song. Such a gazing down. I'm totally low on being my own kind of song. I'm totally stood a zombie, baby. Spun on a zombie, yeah, yeah. Sweet and I'm long cool yeah. Oh 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 I'm totally I'm totally slender zombie I'm totally I'm totally no sweet and I'm long cool yeah. Oh yeah I'm totally na 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 Is evil song of paper? Oh, back on the common things of time. Washing down the mantle of winter. Such a guess in tone. I'm totally low on me. Such a guess in tone. I'm totally low on me, yeah. 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 I'm totally low on I'm shining a baby kiss on the cheek. Don't go in, yeah, don't go in. I'm going to get no again, Lord, and na yeah. Melum patagas, yeah. And give him totally low on me, yeah. Okay, yeah. Give him totally low on me, yeah. Give me totally low on me, yeah. Give me totally low on me, yeah. Mama, when I need some, oh, oh.
You ready? Come on. One, two, three. Break it.
It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Oh, the O'Neill Africa Experience. The O'Neill Africa
Experience. If you're joining us now, we are live and hanging out with Afrotraction. Let's talk about the new album. What did new you album. Do differently with this album? It's called Relationships. It's already out, right?
Yes, sir.
What did you do production-wise that was different from your other projects?
I think I what I did special about this one is I included more live elements because first album was programmed just, you know,
So every album that comes, it would be more elements of live instruments than the other.
Okay.
So on this one, we went in. I mean, because I work with a lot of people, and I included like different people on different songs, different drummers, different bassists. And you know, today we discovered a new bassist and a new percussionist up in here, you know. So this one is special because, I mean, I've been in a very special relationship myself. And, you know, so I decided, you know what, let me talk about the things
that are going on in your life.
That are going on out there, not necessarily in my life.
Because, okay.
Because I understand marriage is not easy, and, you know, I've been at it at least.
How long have you been married for?
I got married 2009.
Yo, that's quite some time now.
So, I'm getting closer to 10 years. So, I'm still hanging in there. It's not easy, but, you know, it's livable. You just, so relationships is just, you know, me saying this thing is doable.
You're also a father.
I'm a father of five. Four.
Five. Four.
Four.
How do you...
Lost count.
What do they think of you being doing what you do?
Who, the kids or the mommy?
No, the kids.
They enjoy it, man. I think I started bringing the studio to the house now. And, you know, I have one naughty son that doesn't sit... You can put him down. He doesn't sit for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He needs to do something, run around. So when I'm on the keyboard and I'm trying to program something on the computer, he would come. I'd give him a set of headphones so he listens to what I'm doing. That's the only time he's chilled. We can stay there for 2 hours. He's just listening. Yes. Every now and then he would stretch a finger to the keyboard and you know, but that's the only time I think music calms him down. And but when I started taking them to music classes, you know, so they're coming nicely into this thing. So I think in a year or two we'll have an Afro Traction mini band.
Do they understand the kind of figure you are in society? I imagine they also see your videos. They see you on TV. What does it mean to them when they see it?
All I say is, oh, there's Daddy. And it's joyful, you know. And I hope that rings very importantly in their minds that, you know, they can also do this and make a living of it. Because for me, it's not just about me. It's about the guys that I work with.
You work with as well.
We are a team. Yeah, bro? That's why sometimes... When they say on stage, on the weekend, actually, they said, Afro Traction, and we are a group of people walking on stage.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not a one-man show.
It's important that you bring everybody that's involved. Everybody's involved. With you.
And I'm trying to teach my kids also that this thing is not a one-man show. It's a people's thing. When I get paid, everybody gets paid nice. You know, when there's no money in the gigs,
everybody stops.
Yeah,
Afro Traction is hanging out with us. We have about 20 more minutes with you guys. So, what are you performing for us next? It's entirely up to you.
Let's do this one for the ladies. Most beautiful girl in the world. Are we going clean on this one?
Okay.
Give me something then. See? There we go. Let's go. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Umuhle ntombazane ay suka suka. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Uyashisa uyababa ntulo ntombazane. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Umuhle ntombazane ay suka suka. Yes, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. Uyashisa uyababa ndulo ntombazane.
umuhle yazi ngathi ugeza ngobisi. I know uNkulunkulu took his time when he created you, girl. When I look at you, I see sunshine. You had my baby, yeah. Give me that smile again. Give me that smile again. Your lips blow me away. Amehlo wakho sayero. When you walk, I see the truth. Trust me, baby, your hips don't lie, no, no. Sing it, baby, like at the wena. Unabu buntuga. Unabu buntuga bangapagati. Delugukchela. You're the most beautiful thing in the world. Umuhlendobasane aisuka. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Uya shisa, uya baba. Dulundumbasane. See, you're the most beautiful thing in the world. Umuhlendumbasane aisuka, suka. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Uya shisa. Yeah, baba. Umuhle girl, when you walk around. Umuhle girl, baby. When you smile, ubashaya bonke, baby. Incredible, remarkably beautiful. Yes, you are. Kubega, ubashaya, baby. Oh, see, your lips blow me away. Amehlo wakho say it all. When you walk, I see the truth. Trust me, baby, your hips don't lie, no, no. Sing it, baby, little girl. Unabu buntuka. Unabu buntuka bangapagati. Kelugukchela, baby. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Hey, darling. Umuhlendumbazane aisuka suka. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Uyashisa uyababa. Oh, dulundumbazane. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Ngatugeza ngeyokazi. Babe. Umuhle mfane bantu sham. Ngatsaka endlini encane.
Hayibo, hayibo.
Umuhle mfane bantu. Ngathi ngwembe yakasikhosana. Hayibo. Umuhle mfane bantu sham. Ngathi ugeza ngeyogurt. Muhle mfane bantu. Ume ngathi libhodlela le-Coca-Cola. Cause she's the most beautiful girl. She's the most beautiful girl in the world. Uyashisa uyababa. Dulundumbazane. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Uyashisa uyababa. Dulundumbazane.
On bass guitar, soulful brother up in here. Let's go. Electric percussions. Another soulful brother. You know what they say, dynamite's come in small packages.
Yes, sir.
Soulful brother at heart, give us something. That's just the way I like it. That's just the way I like it. Oh, almost a girl. Not too cares and get yoga. Oh my. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Almost and umbasane. I so got ya. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Oh yeah, she's oh yeah, baba. Tulundombasane. Oh my. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Oh yeah, she's a, oh yeah, baba. Oh, do do do, zane, yeah. Live on Cliff's on top, baby.
Do we have time for one more?
Don't know.
I think we have time for one more. Perhaps you can pick something from the brand new album, Relationships.
I think let's go live on this one.
Okay, so we're going live. He says, after Traction, this is the final performance. So gloves are off. All right.
Okay, let's go.
Relationships are made of ups and downs, are made of
chosen her, some made her better or worse. The Malcolm Nandi Noma Gapeta Noma Gopshongo Mina Kobambi Santa Saka Angzelanguk Soba Omgani Wakamina Izela Uksoba Isogala Kobaby. We young intimidate and go about the bar. Coming on my stand on one day, I make it the happiest day of your life. I sense a relationship yet to even a special one, girl. Let's make up our minds and make it work. Don't buzz on her. I sense a relationship yet to even a higher level, baby. Let's make up our minds and make it work. Oh, babe, oh, babe, oh, babe. A perfect relationship. I want no mizalo baba fun bangani. Meluya zilento yenza yo, oh, oh. Gacha chulo, gacalo, gacheko, gacalilo, gonjalo, nje. Ogum nando good to love. We'll win the day. I get kumundo perfect. Song is namaputa, okay. I keep relationship emnandi all the time, my corner. Spawn on us, I'm Taylor was I'm ready for you. You come and almost turn down on one day. I make it the happiest day of your life. I sense your relationship, you're too deep, a special one, girl. Let's make up our minds, make it work. I sense your relationship, you're too deep, a higher level, babe. Let's make up our minds. I sense you turn to do the money, baby. I sense your relationship, you're too deep, a special one, girl. Oh my, oh my. Since the relationship is the best special one, girl. Give it a done, be done. Oh, babe. Give it a little love. Oh, babe. Melel Fugali, Mel Clini, Timba. Aguyeno, Joaquin. Long time, yeah. Should know what you in this for. Yeah, yeah. Relationships are made of ups and downs, and joys and hurts, and better or worse. Sometimes go nandi, sometimes get lilwa, eh. Utando lunja, utando na guja. Relationships are made of ups and downs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Afro Traction and the whole band. Wow. What a treat. What a treat. Listen, my festive season is done. This year for me is done after this. I don't think I could do any better. My brother, you are blessed. You are truly one of the most remarkable artists of our generation.
Thank you, sir.
Your artistry is it's impeccable. What you do and watching you do it is just a marvel, and I can. When are we seeing live DVDs of what you do?
I am planning for one next year.
Okay.
We're still in talks with the sponsors and all sorts. Yeah. And I was hoping to do it in February, the month of love, but I think we're gonna have to shift it to later in the year. Sometime.
Look, if there's anything we can do to help in any way, shape, or form,
we're
please.
Going in.
Do not hesitate to just call us up to come and help.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations on everything, making it this far. I mean, all the material you have out there, and you still have the energy to put out an album like Relationships. This is amazing.
Thank you, sir. It's all thanks to the guys. I mean, we've been hard in the studio, and we got something brilliant out, don't you think?
So where is this album available now? Where do people find this album?
Album is available on iTunes and all social media platforms.
Okay.
Or rather digital stores.
Platforms, yeah.
It's also available on at Musica.
Yeah.
And all sorts of other music shops out there.
Afro Traction. Relationships. The album is available everywhere. Please do support artistry. Support true musicians, support true artistry, people who put heart and soul into what they do. I think we need to see a lot more millionaires of people who are actually talented.
You said it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back again next week, Friday. Thank you very much for enjoying your time with us, and much love to my producer, Palesa, for putting the show together, and everybody who was involved in ensuring that the show sounded as good as it did. Much love.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.